Hi, good afternoon. Thank you for tuning in. My name is Dana.
My name is Monica.
Thank you for listening to Height, Beauty, Hair, Skin, and Fitness Podcast.
Dana, we can start off with the topics you just mentioned, how to exercise with limited mobility.
Well, Monica, a lot of people do have underlying health conditions and injuries, disability, illness, or weight problems that get in the way. These chair exercise and other simple fitness tips can help them to live an active and improve their health as well as being fit. Limited mobility doesn't mean you can't exercise.
What are some good ways that people can, that have limited mobility? Like, what are some of the things that they can do when it comes to exercise? And I know that I've seen some people who have taken like physical therapy before. They make them use like this little exercise motion thing with their arms. It kind of looks like an upper exercise bike. Or
okay.
So what are some, upper body exercises that people can do that have limited mobility?
Cardiovascular exercises that raise your heart rate, increase endurance. These include, they can walk, do like brisk walking, cycling, dancing, tennis, swimming. Many people with mobility issues find exercises in water especially beneficial as it supports the body and reduces the risk of muscle or joint discomfort. Even if you're confined to a chair or wheelchair, it's still possible to perform cardiovascular exercise. Strength training exercises involve using weights or other resistance to build muscle and bone mass to improve balance and prevent falls. If you have limited mobilities in your legs, your focus will be on your upper body strength training. Flexibility exercises help enhance your range of motion, prevent injury, and reduce pain and stiffness. Setting yourself up for exercise success. To exercise successfully with limited mobility, illness, or weight problems, start by getting medical clearance. Talk to your doctor, physical therapist, or other healthcare provider about activities suitable for your medical condition or mobility issue.
Okay, those are wonderful, helpful tips, Dana. Thank you. I'm sure our listeners can definitely appreciate that as well. My next question, Dana, is how do we deal with sugar cravings? I know, of course, I'm a big person when it comes to sweet. We all have some people who like the salty things of, you know, the bad aspects of diet. And then we have some people who like the sweet things. I'm one of the people who like the sweets, unfortunately. So I wanted to know, what are some good ways to combat sugar cravings? And what do you suggest?
Okay. I know sugar cravings, a lot of people eat them when they're on the go. If you're feeling hungry or you need something fulfilling, a lot of people normally like grab something on the go and don't realize that a lot of these foods have a lot of high sugars and ingredients that can expose our body to harmful different things as far as diabetes, underlying health issues that can be brought upon eating these sugar cravings. Well, I have 11 things that what can help them in order to combat their sugar cravings. Drink a glass of water. Some people say that dehydration can cause cravings. Eat fruit in order for you to have something that has something that's sweet in there, like bananas, apples, oranges. That works great. Avoid artificial sweeteners. Eat more protein. Talk to a friend. Sleep well. Avoid excess stress, avoid certain triggers, try to avoid specific activities, like stopping off at the fast food restaurant. You can avoid that. Take a multivitamin, read papers or do something that's fun, enjoyable. Don't starve yourself. Try to prevent from becoming too hungry in order for you to eat these sugar cravings.
Those are really good helpful tips, Dana. Especially, you know, trying to avoid, eating those bad things that are going to, you know, pack on unwanted pounds and, you know, make us gain weight and slow our metabolism down. So thank you for elaborating on that.
You're also welcome, Monica. I wanted to know from you, what are some of the reasons for acne?
Well, some of the main reasons that acne occurs is when dead skin cells and excess oils form, kind of, you know, compound in our glands within our bodies. And of course, when you combine, you know, a bad diet and, you know, you drink a lot of sodas, eat a lot of, you know, unwanted greasy foods and chocolates and things like that, things can form in our skin and bacteria and dirt can form blackheads, whiteheads. And what happens is bacteria proliferates into the pores and clogs the pores and they become inflamed, okay? And some of those pimples can get so inflamed and infected that they can form, you know, really huge cysts that will require surgery. Some of the main things that, you know, also plays a factor interacting with hormonal changes within our bodies, those are some of the things that also will impact us to develop acne and skin problems and, of course, excess oil.
Okay. Well, that's great, Monica. Thank you for elaborating on that. What are some of the things to do to prevent acne?
Well, some of the things to do to prevent acne, just make sure you have a really good skincare regimen, something that's going to, you know, mildly remove a lot of excess oil and dirt. If you're a woman and you wear makeup, you want to be sure to use a really good makeup remover because makeup can also clog pores and cause unwanted acne and unwanted breakouts as well. You also want to be sure to monitor your diet. If your diet is high in a lot of greasy and food and you drink a lot of sodas, you want to try to avoid that and prevent those because that'll also show your skin and, of course, on your body. So just implementing those things are a few ways to actually prevent acne, Dana.
Thank you so much, Monica.
Oh, you're welcome.
Yeah.
And we also have some really good products within my store, the Naturally Native Exclusive Skin Exfoliating Facial Scrub. We also have the Naturally Native Exclusive Oil-Free Moisturizer, which also you can follow up after you cleanse your face, which are also good ways to prevent acne as well.
That's great, Monica. I'll be sure to stop on by.
Yeah, and you can visit our website at BrazilBeautyBar.com. We're also available on Amazon.com, Walmart, and Etsy.
And there you have it, folks. Thank you for listening to Hype Beauty Hair, Skin, and Fitness.